Bounce up, but for how long?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. After yesterday's plunge into the 6,700s, the Dow is getting a bump this morning. European markets have turned mostly higher as well. We have seen little bounces before after a big plunge, but so far in this downturn, those bounces have not stopped the market from continuing to then drop even further. Andrew Hilton is director of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation in London. Andrew, what went through your mind yesterday as Wall Street fell so low?
Fear, I suppose. Fear that there is really no bottom at the present time, that we're being pushed by a sort of irrational desire to sell rather than we're beyond rational analysis. We're into an area which is kind of really rather scary.
So what are world markets looking for?
I suppose they're looking for a bright light in the east and an angel to appear and for them to be told that really, you know, God is going to intervene and everything's going to be better. At the moment, short of divine intervention, it's hard to know what's going to stop this.
Wow. That's our only hope, huh?
Well, of course that's irrational, but yes, it's our only hope. I'm not looking for any fact, any sort of tangible change which is going to change sentiment. It seems to me that one does need some sort of exogenous and unexpected factor that's going to break this pervasive sense that the markets only have one way to go and that's down. Now, it could well be a sudden turnaround in demand for, let's say, automobiles or indeed for housing. And, you know, the retail figures have not been as bad as people expected because discounting is starting to have an impact. But that isn't enough by itself yet to do it. But maybe there will come a month when General Motors sales, instead of being down 46% year on year, will actually, you know, be flat or something like that. And there'll be a story in the Wall Street Journal or somewhere else which will say, you know, the automobile industry has now bottomed out. And for some reason, people will believe it. But, you know, that almost requires divine intervention.
The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that the Obama administration is considering creating these multiple privately run investment funds to buy toxic assets, and the government would contribute money into those funds. Any reaction?
Well, if the government is prepared to put enough money into them, obviously they're a good buy. If the government is not prepared to put a great deal of money into them, private investors will shy away from them. You know, private investors aren't stupid. If they can get a government subsidy to take these toxic assets off the banks, they'll do it. People can always find a way to make a buck if the government is going to underwrite their losses.
Sounds like you think the private aspect of this is a bit of a sheen.
I think the private aspect is a bit of a con, yeah. I think that the government is looking for a private sector fig leaf to cover up what's really a public sector bailout.
Andrew Hilton, Director of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation, thank you.
My pleasure.
The Dow is up 58 points, or 0.8%. So far, the NASDAQ down 1%, or 14 points. The S&P 500 also down 1% or so, down 8 points. European markets have mostly recovered their earlier losses. An exception is London's FTSE 100, still down sharply. Asian markets ended lower again. Wall Street looks to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner for some guidance today. He'll give an update on plans to shore up the financial system. Also speaking today, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who's testifying to Congress on the direction of this economy. The Federal Reserve today launches its much-awaited program to boost the availability of credit to consumers and small businesses. The Fed will lend up to $200 billion to spur consumer lending for autos, education, and credit cards. At the same time, Citigroup is offering some assistance. Just days after its third government bailout, Citi this morning announced a new program to help jobless homeowners. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has that.
Citigroup will lower mortgage payments for people who are unemployed and have stopped making payments on their house. Those borrowers would pay an average of $500 a month. That's about a third of a typical payment for mortgages that would qualify for the plan.
You know, when people lose their jobs, they don't have to lose their homes.
That's Sanjeev Das, CEO of Citi Mortgage. The plan is only a temporary reprieve, just 3 months, and it only applies to mortgages owned and serviced by Citi Mortgage. But Das says it's the first program of its kind in the country, and it will help thousands of people.
The more we can keep borrowers in their homes, and the more we can help borrowers stay current with their mortgage as we go through this economic cycle, we will all come out in the right place.
Citigroup received $25 billion in emergency funds last week and is now one-third owned by U.S. taxpayers. But Das says the unemployed homeowner program is an idea that was hatched without government pressure. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
We're just a few weeks into President Obama's near $800 billion stimulus package. And starting today, federal agencies have to disclose how they're spending their share of the money. The Office of Management and Budget wants weekly online reports. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill has more.
Visitors will find the weekly spending plans on recovery.gov. In their initial reports, agencies must state how much Congress gave them, how they'll spend the money, and any action they've already taken. More detailed plans are required in May. Rob Neighbors is deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget. He says OMB is assigning 470 staffers to this effort.
That weekly report will become the basis by which OMB, the White House, and Congress conduct our oversight responsibilities with regard to the agencies.
Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog, calls the online updates an unprecedented experiment.
This is, I think, the first time government is held accountable in any accessible way for the public.
He adds the online transparency could give taxpayers more confidence in how stimulus money is being spent and so boost their willingness to spend their own. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow has come up 66 points this morning at 6829. These days, that makes for a 1% gain. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.